moment your mind is renewed and it stays renewed and you keep it renewed through the word, you'll find that portal. See, there is a vein for the gold. There's a way that the eye of the eagle, as high as he flies, he's not seen it. There's a highway that a fool will not trip over. There are paths that demonic spirits cannot sojourn in, have no access to, that are reserved for the people of God. But when your mind is renewed, it's like Peter with the fish. All night, the fish avoided him. Now, you got to understand this about this situation. Peter, they fished all night. First of all, fishermen knew you didn't fish during the daytime. You fished at night. That's why they were fishing at night. They caught most fish at night. Number two, they didn't go out into the deep. They fished in the shallows. That's where they caught all the fish. Here come old Jesus, the preacher. Can you hear Peter's heart? Listen, I'm the fisherman. You the preacher. I've been doing this all my life. First of all, you don't fish at daytime. And you definitely don't go out into the deep. We didn't call all our fish in the shallow at night. But Jesus began to teach. And it changed Peter's perspective. He said, Lord, we fished all night and didn't caught nothing. But at your word, since you're talking about there's another way, there's a better way, or there's something I don't know about. All right, I'm going to check this out. In other words, Peter was willing to prove. He was willing to prove God. Okay, preacher, you say launch out into the deep, right? Okay, we're going out into the deep now. And it's daytime, right? Okay, it's daytime, but at your word, we're going to do this here. Peter messed up when the Lord said, cast out your nets. Think about it, that little bit of, well, this to preach, he seemed like a nice man. He's a good preacher. I'm going to go ahead and throw a net out. You know, we'll get the net on out there. Man, that net filled up so fast. The boat started sinking. Net broke. They had to go get the other boat to bring in the haul. And it changed Peter's whole perspective. He said, Lord, depart from me. I'm a sinful man. The renewing of your mind. I'll say this again and again. Like what Peter, the fish are swimming around you right now. You may have been laboring all night and not caught anything, but they're right there. Jesus didn't create fish to appear in the water. They were there already. Why? Because he said, it is finished. Here's something for you, and I'm going to close here in just a moment, but here's something for you. The little boy with the lunch, I said this before, I'll say it again because you need this drilled into your spirit. The little boy with the lunch, there were 5,000 grown men, and so there were what they say were probably about 20,000 people altogether, 5,000 children, 10,000 women, 5,000 grown men. But the only one they could find willing to give up their lunch. You know, others were saying. Now they're in a desert. And so you go to somebody and say, the Lord has need of your lunch. And you got lunch. Oh, well, you know, I got three little ones with me. And, you know, got to provide. And I really don't have nothing. I wonder how many put their lunch behind their back or in their tent or hid it behind a rock or something. I ain't got nothing. I'm sorry. Because, you know, they're thinking, well, we're in a desert place and you don't know when we might get food again. Or I got a couple of days' supply. Well, see, the master was inquiring who had anything there. And it was a little boy with a lunch, just enough for, you know, himself. That was willing. Come running out of the crowd. I got some fishes and loaves. Jesus said, it's enough. While all the others could have been a partaker of the miracle. But they were holding on because they were in a desert place. You know, I got a bill due. I got payments. You're missing the portal because your mind's not renewed. And I'm not saying that we just haphazardly give of things. I'm saying when God jerks at our heart. I did something interesting it happened in Rwanda. It's a big deal because it's a principle and it works everywhere. But I had a little change that was given to me. Somebody came up and, you know, the money there is francs and in Nairobi is shillings. But they gave me two $5 bills. You know, I mean, it's a big deal. You know, came up and put it in my hand and I just put it in my pocket. And the Lord spoke to me to give it to one of the porters. His name was Robert. He waited on us at one of the hotels. And so I was looking all over for Robert to give it to Robert because, you know, I wanted to obey God. And I did that. But one of my sons that's there, just before that, he came and put something in my hand. It was a $50 bill, U.S. bill, a $50 bill that he gave me while I was there. But God was, again, confirming to me that these principles work everywhere. When you obey God and don't hide your lunch, however little or however big, whatever it is that God is requiring or asking of you, when you don't hide it there and say, well, I better hold on to that. No, I gave it to him freely. I would have given it to him freely if it had been $100 or whatever it was that God said to give. You give it because someone else came around. He had someone else coming that wanted to multiply that you were sowing. So whether you are in a desert place or not, listen to the Spirit of God. Don't be locked in that natural realm under that oppression of natural laws because we have an opened heaven. And God will always reciprocate. Are you hearing me? So a couple things and we're going to stop here. He was proven. He found favor. Number one was purpose. Number two was pureness of heart. Number three, he was proven. After 10 days, their countenance was fatter and fairer than all the others. And because of that, along with that, I may say, God gave them something. He gave them knowledge. He gave them skill. He gave them wisdom. He gave them understanding of visions and dreams. He even opened up a dimension to them to reveal to them secrets. And as we take this spiritual journey, you're going to see how Daniel from age 17, how he progressed to outlast three kingdoms, to stand in a place of authority in three kingdoms. He started out by making a choice, purposing in his heart. But by the end of the book of Daniel, Daniel has been visited by angels. Angels. He got so into the spiritual portal. Not only that, in chapter 8, I'm just throwing this out to whet your appetite for next time. Chapter 8, verse 13, his ear is opened. And he hears what the King James is saying is two saints talking. It's not two saints. It's two angels. You study it. Two angels. One of them's name is Palmoni. Palmoni is the name of the angel. And he's an angel they call the wonderful numberer. In other words, he understands times. He holds the scrolls that determine when things will happen. And the other angel is asking him, when shall these things be? And Daniel, because of his stand, because of his purposing, because of the pureness of his heart, because he stands and proves God, God gives him an ear to hear in that realm. And Daniel hears the time that these things are going to come to pass. So he goes back to the word and he begins to read the prophecies of Jeremiah. And he begins to understand the years, that there are 70 years and that they are on the verge of deliverance. He begins to fast and pray. Chapter 12, angels come. Say, Daniel, When you first begin to afflict yourself, your words were heard. And because of your words, we have come. He started out with just purposing in his heart. But God took him on a spiritual journey. Angels appeared to him, came in and out of his life. He could hear into the angelic realm. He had visions and dreams. He could interpret dreams that no one could even tell you what the dream was. He could interpret it. He could tell you what it was, the visions. God gave him revelation of the end times. And then at the end, he gave him peace and said, Daniel, stand in your lot. Seal the book. For these things shall come to pass at their appointed time. But you rest in your place. So we have begun a spiritual journey. And I would like to believe that for you and for myself as well, that nothing is going to remain the same. Are you ready to delve into the spirit realm? I said, are you ready? You must stay locked in on your purpose, and you must keep your heart pure. Keep your heart pure. That way, the enemy, should he show up, he has no place. He has no handles. You're too oiled up. You know, you get somebody that's full of oil and try to grab them, your hands will slip right off of them. Tell somebody, I'm too oiled up. I'm too full of the Holy Ghost. He has no handles here. He has no place here. Give him no place, and he has no place. Resurrection Life Family Worship Center presents the Kingdom of the Kings 24th Anniversary Celebration, beginning Wednesday, July 27th at 7:30 p.m. and nightly through Sunday, July the 31st. Morning sessions will be held Thursday through Saturday at 10 o'clock a.m. Guest speakers include Apostle Paul Mazibuku, Pretoria, South Africa, Pastor Billy and Prophet Cynthia Thompson, Boca Raton, Florida, Bishop George Curry, Jacksonville, Florida, Apostle Dave Viljan, Palm Coast, Florida, and Dr. Increase, Mr. Bob Harrison, from Tulsa, Oklahoma. Come on out and celebrate with us here at Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. For more information, call 772-465-0036 or visit our website at trbanks.com. We are looking to see you here. Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll-free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.